Hey everybody, yes, hey, yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. Chris, I'm getting a lot of reviews about like, oh, I'd give it six stars if Jason didn't make funny noises. So a lot of people think it's easy to host a podcast. A lot of people think it's easy to introduce a podcast. So why don't you just take it from the top, Chris? Let's go. Get us into the show.
Okay.
From the top. Here we go.
All right. Here's my version. Today is brought to you by Optio.com/PSP. They are a great tool for PPC managers. If you manage Google Ads, you need this tool. Let me tell you, I have it pulled up on my screen right now and I'm looking at it. And one of my favorite things is the dashboard view of all of my clients. I see cute little graphs up and down. I see numbers, you know, plus and minus and up and down. I see red and green. And for each of my clients, I can see how many improvements are available, how many, if their spend is below or on track to spend for the month. I can adjust the names. I can adjust the spend for the month for each client to know if I'm on track. It's a great tool. And this is all a dashboard view that you can see yourself. Optio.com, OPTEO.com/PSP for a 6-week trial. You can try it out yourself and see just how neat the tool is. Jason.
Thank you, Chris. And I want to thank Directive Consulting. Directive Consulting is the go-to B2B and enterprise search engine marketing agency. They offer it all: pay-per-click, SEO, conversion rate optimization, landing pages, content, social media marketing, digital PR, and all kinds of analytics. Running search engine campaigns, pay-per-click campaigns, trying to get leads online for B2B and for large enterprise campaigns, it's different than the small little campaigns, and you really need an agency that specializes in that. That's what Directive does. So if you have an enterprise campaign you're running, a B2B campaign you're running, and you want to work with an agency that gets it, that gets great results, and not only gets qualified leads, but scales the ability to get qualified leads from all these different channels and get you great leads and more leads, check out Directive Consulting. Their website is directiveconsulting.com. You can see their case studies and you can get a custom proposal. So yeah, everybody, welcome to the 158th episode of the Paid Search Podcast. Chris, I guess I don't have to worry about you taking over the intros anytime soon.
No. You know, there's a reason when I've talked to people, you know, we each bring something to the podcast, and I feel that I would not be able to fill the void that is Jason Rothman, the sassy, unpredictable attitude that just fills the holes of my dry, boring knowledge gap. That's how I feel. I provide.
Okay, that's what I bring. What do you bring?
The knowledge gap. I think that's, yeah, the knowledge gap.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm just saying your attitude.
Because there's also this myth out there that you know more about Google Ads than I do.
Well, knowledge is something that's acquired over time.
Not to attack you on the 4th of July here today.
I am older. But that's the only thing I have going. I've been doing it longer. That's the only thing I have
older
going.
Older and forgetful.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember what day it is or why I'm here, but I do know Google
Chris,
Ads.
Can you just kind of butter me up just a little bit, make me feel a little better? Like, obviously, yes, of course, you know about every little crack and canvas of the Google Ads system because you're training people on it and you're constantly reviewing different features and all that kind of stuff. Features that people use that doesn't really help making money, but it's good to know how those features go. I, on the other hand, focus on what makes people money.
Right.
And the things I know in Google Ads are, like, I know them like the back of your wife's hand, the back of my hand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Huh? What?
Like the back of my hand. So can you at least, like, now that I've, you know, been nice to you, can you be nice to me? Like, right. Tell people that was what they're dealing with here.
Right. Well,
you know, what they're dealing with.
Well,
here.
Do you know what you guys would have if it was just the Chris Schaefer podcast? You would hear about the list of the most boring, intimate things of Google Ads that you would never be able to sit through. It would be so predictable. I would say, okay, we're on our 158th episode of different types of keywords that you can try. And I would have 4 listeners. My mom would be one, and that would be it. Jason, if you weren't here, the creativity would be dry as a bone.
All right. Let's put it in. You know, I was really looking for a little buttering me up, beating yourself down with a sledgehammer.
That was.
No, you did not butter me up one thing. You just beat yourself down with a sledgehammer.
No,
like, I don't agree with what you said, Chris. You would do a great show. You had a great show going before I met you, and we just added on to it, you know?
No. What? No.
I'm spinning out of control, Chris. It's the 4th of July. I don't do good on these holidays. The world has conspired today to make me act like a poor person.
Well,
I'm just sitting around,
yeah,
talking, hanging out, lounging. No, I'm here to work. I'm here to work. And luckily, you're the only other person in the world, because the rest of the world takes off for the 4th of July.
Right.
That's working today. So I appreciate you doing the show, and appreciate you buttering me up there. So got a lot to talk about today, Chris. I think
we're finishing up.
You know what? I like the reviews of the week, but I just want to get into it today, you know, because we're finishing this trapdoor series up. I think the trapdoor series has done well. I think people enjoyed it. And today we're closing up with some mindset. And again, we don't use the word mistakes because we're talking about trapdoors. We use potential mistakes because some of these things could go down the road of making you do the wrong thing, but sometimes they work out as well. So it's about trapdoors. It's about potential mistakes. So Chris, mindset. I think these were kind of inspired by clients. Why don't you walk us through just how we were inspired to talk about the mindsets? Because clients don't touch accounts. They give guidance. They think about accounts, right, and then we touch them and control them.
Right, right.
So these things, why don't you just preview all three and tell us, these are our list, but how do you hear these things from clients?
Right. So when mindset becomes an issue is when someone has an idea of what Google Ads is and they don't understand practically how the system works. They think that it's a click and you get leads. You put a dollar into the system and the system provides $2, which that does happen at times. But rarely is it as easy as just throwing keywords on there and just making money. It does not happen on any type of frequent basis. So the mindset that people have is that they don't understand how the system works and they have expectations that are beyond reality. And in this discussion here, the final of the trapdoor series, is a discussion of this is what reality is about. This is number one. Why your huge big budget that you have planned is not going to be the company saver that you've been going down the hole for the past 6 years, and you're going to turn the whole company around with some massive $10,000 a month budget. Okay, we're going to talk about that kind of mindset. Another one that is very common is CPA, cost per acquisition. Someone comes in and says, I can afford to get $5 leads because that is some arbitrary number that I've decided is a valuable number for me. Totally impractical. It's just not going to happen. We talked about this on our extra Patreon show where we discussed, you know, getting calls and emails from clients that said, I'm hoping for $5 health insurance leads, car insurance leads. I mean, it's absolutely impractical. This is a trapdoor because you will fail. And then finally, the fact that you think that your AdWords performance is a continuous curve up. You think it'll be a glorious progression up the mountain to absolute success where you're getting 80% conversion rates. And you think that it's, as long as you continue to stick with it, you'll get better and better results. We're going to bring you down to reality on that one. So let's jump in.
That last one is controversial.
It is.
That last one is controversial.
And I'm glad
we saved it for last. So Chris, let's talk about budget. So this mindset one is one I run into all the time where people want to act like ballers and they want to bring huge budgets to Google Ads campaigns before they've ever run anything and before they know what's going to work. So kind of come at this two ways. One is I've had people come to me and then they ask me to recommend a budget and I recommend a few thousand dollars a month because let's just get started. That's what other people in your industry that I manage are advertising with. And let's see how it works. We can always scale it. And the nice thing to remember, you can increase or decrease the Google Ads budget anytime you want. It's a few clicks of a button. But they come to me and they go, oh, a few thousand dollars. I don't even think I can do anything with that. I'm not going to be able to do anything with that. And they get discouraged by Google Ads because it is way more cost effective than a lot of other marketing channels. So that's one problem people come at this with mindset in terms of budget. The other one is they work with an AdWords manager who goes, oh, okay, yeah, you want to spend $25,000 this month and we don't even know what's going to work?
Sure. <Yeah.
laughs> Let's do it. Yeah. Like, no problem. Like, screw those paid search podcast guys. Let's do it. And they do it. And then you don't know what's working. And so things go south very quickly. They blow through $25,000 and then they give up on Google Ads. So Chris, have you run into this issue where people are either put off by a small, relatively small amount of spend you recommend, or at the same time, have you run into people that want to spend a bunch of money before they or their account manager, you in this case, knows what's going to work well, and they get discouraged by the results a week or two in?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the way that I can paint the picture is I imagine someone driving a car and they just heard about this amazing new car that can just deliver some miraculous thing, right? And the car is the vehicle that's going to take them straight to some miraculous result. Okay. So they jump into this miracle car and hit the gas and realize that the speed that they're moving, even though there's a lot of movement in the engine, the car's roaring, stuff's happening, but the amount of distance they're actually traveling is so slow that they will literally slam on the brakes. Like, only after slamming on the gas, they immediately slam on the brakes, shut the whole thing down and quit and go somewhere else. It's exact opposite reaction of what they should have. I see that all the time. People think that, just like you said, let's spend $25K. This is going to be amazing. It's going to turn everything around. We've been having trouble for years selling our cute little 3D holograms of puppies because we think people will want a 3D hologram of a puppy instead of a real puppy because this one doesn't poop on the ground. We're going to invest $25,000 into Google Ads because I need to make sure everybody sees it. We want to carpet bomb the entire United States because I want everyone to be saying this at Christmas. You know, I'm going to have to get a 3D hologram puppy. And in the end, nobody wants the puppy. And nobody wants a 3D hologram puppy. And the money you spent did absolutely what it should have. It delivered the awareness. It delivered the traffic. But in the end, you know, the spin volume was not what, you know, was going to make the difference. The difference was the right kind of tracking of the customers that you want to bring in, targeting the right kind of customers. That's what's going to be valuable to you.
Right. Or you get a couple of people start a moving company, take on debt, buy a truck, fund the payroll for 60 days. And then instead of setting up their business more organically, where you maybe rent a truck, maybe you hire people as the work comes in, they've spent all this money. They have to get enough leads to fill up the calendar for 2 months, and they don't know how to make Google Ads work initially. So my message to people, Chris, would be twofold. One, if an AdWords manager or someone at your company recommends what seems like a small budget, don't let that discourage you, because at any time you want, it's just a few clicks of the button. Like, trust me, I've accidentally messed up with some typos.
Yeah.
And you can spend money very quickly, very easily. You just raise your budget. And so don't be discouraged to start small. And then my other message to people who want to commit to a huge budget initially before they know what's going to work, you're doing it wrong. You're just so doing it wrong, because the nice thing with Google Ads, you can start at any level you want, including a small budget. Work with someone like myself or Chris, find out what's going to work. You were going to come on there with broad match moving company keywords, maybe moving company phrase match. And I know that keyword doesn't generally work and you're going to spend all this money. Well, why don't you just slow down, see what's working for a couple weeks, maybe a month, and then ramp it back up. And I think, Chris, the reason why people can't do that, like people who can't do it, is because they rely on Google Ads too much. And so that's okay once you prove things are working, but like the best advertisers, including myself for my own business on Google Ads, it's when you don't need Google Ads. It's just like you're going to be fine without it, and you can take the time to experiment and try lots of things because you're not super, super reliant on it.
Yeah.
But then if you are super reliant on it and you don't have any other way to get leads, you come on there, it's tempting, you spend a bunch of money, and then you run out of money. Like, that's the worst part about this mistake. You run out of money, and then think about all that opportunity cost. If someone could make Google Ads work, if they took the time to figure it out, they didn't, they blow through all their money, and then for years to come, they don't advertise on Google where they could have gotten all those leads and their competitors do. Huge opportunity cost. So I guess our main message is just like, understand you can expand the budget anytime you want, But just at least early on, take it slow and figure out what's going to work before you actually invest a significant amount of money.
You know, something...
If you want good results.
I mean, I know this has to be the same question you get, Jason. When a client calls and it's the first time talking to me, they say, what budget would you recommend for me to start with? And we've said it for years on the show. I mean, I know it's my least favorite question because it's a question I can never give a good answer to. You know, how much should I spend? And my answer is always walking them back and saying, consider this, you should spend the amount that you're willing to lose in the first month for failure. Assuming nothing works the way that you want it to, what could you spend and still fail? It's a realistic
really
answer.
Hype up those services, huh, Chris?
I mean, it's true. But here's the thing. I'll tell you, there's two different types of campaigns that I can work with. There's the campaign that's underfunded and we're just barely squeezing by with, you know, I have $500 and the CPCs are like $5 each. So I can barely afford, you know, a couple clicks a day versus a campaign that has $5,000 and I'm trying YouTube stuff, display stuff, remarketing, search. I'm trying all kinds of crazy stuff. I would prefer to work with a small squeezed budget because somebody will be very happy with what I can deliver with a small amount and will give me more rather than someone who gives me a ton at the very beginning and is disappointed with the results that I can get with 5,000 compared to 500. That's where I prefer to work. I prefer to work with smaller, more restrictive campaigns because it forces me into focusing on what's important.
The most likely to do well situation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And then you do well and then they want to spend more money and then it's time to experiment.
Now we're talking.
But just start small. That's the main message.
So next thing is, I mean, when someone's talking about budget and they're talking about how much should I spend, usually the next conversation in their mindset of what they expect to happen is CPAs. And they think, well, I can afford X number of dollars per sale. Okay. First, let's go through this comment. X number of dollars. Number one, how did you arrive at that number? Do you have market data to know what the CPC cost is? Are you factoring, what kind of percentage of conversion rate are you factoring in there? Is it 1%? Is it 11%? How realistic is that in your market? And then number three is, I can't track sales for everyone. Let's say this is not an e-commerce company and this is a lead gen company, you know, and this is, let's say, an electrician. I cannot tell you how much it's going to be for you to close that sale because you're still going to go to their house, look at their, you know, electricity issue and have to ballpark an idea for them, then get the sign off and do the work. It's impossible for me to track that. So there's a lot of issues with just the phrase of, I want X CPA on, you know, sales. You have to realize that that's a very loaded question. There's a lot to be said there that we just can't realistically know.
Yeah, the worst mindset mistake trapdoor is where you think, where people come up with unrealistic cost per acquisition goals. So I've had movers come to me and they fill out the form, everything looks good, and then I'm like, they send an email and they're like, okay, and I would like to get new moving jobs at a cost of $50 each. Mm. Well, cost per click can be $20 in some markets. That's 2.5 clicks. Conversion rates can be 10%. It's just the numbers stop adding. They don't add up. And then alternatively, you tell them, okay, well, what's your revenue per average moving job? They're like $800. And it's like, oh, so you think your return on ad spend on an acquisition should be 16x? When most people understand that, like, not cost per lead, but cost per acquired customer, if you're getting a 4 or 5x return in terms of revenue, you're making money. That's usually what people's goals are. That's a good goal to have. 4 to 5x times your cost per, not conversion, but acquisition from your conversion. So I think just it's very simple, Chris. It's just a mindset mistake. So I think instead of coming up with, like, going into the situation with a CPA goal, you might be so off of where, like, cost per clicks are and where competitors are willing to bid. I would say just go into it, track your conversions, estimate or track how many conversions it takes to acquire a new customer, and then get your cost per acquisition. And your revenue should be 4 to 5 times that. And that means your ad spend is profitable. If it's lower than that, you're you're probably looking at a problem. But I would say it doesn't really help to have those expectations going in, because you don't really know what the cost per click is going to be. You don't really know what the conversion rate is going to be on your landing page with your intake staff. You don't know how many leads it's going to take to get a new customer. But of course, if we listen to everyone, Chris, everyone says if they can just get someone on the phone,
they'll sell
their close rate is 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course it's not.
No.
Of course it's not. No. So that's what we hear all the time, though. So I would say the biggest like trap door is just coming to AdWords with a cost per acquisition goal. Like, it doesn't help because your goals don't matter. Like, what matters is the performance you actually get, and that's partly based on your company, how good your intake is, how good your landing pages are, all that kind of stuff. And also, importantly, what your competitors are willing to bid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what some AdWords manager tells you, like, oh, you're a moving company, we can get you clicks for $7, because that's what we get people in Missoula, Montana. Well, you're not in Missoula, Montana. You're in Miami. Mm. And it's way more competitive. So it just changes from market to market, even across industries. So come and do it. Maybe have a soft goal, but don't manage that way. Manage to get the best results possible and see what's realistic. If your cost per acquisition is not profitable and you want to continue on Google Ads, you got a few levers. You can increase your conversion rate. You can try to drop your bids, or you can charge more. That's one thing a lot of people don't look at, is charging more once they're actually starting to pay for these quality leads.
Right. Okay. So, Jason, one thing I want to hit on here is you started to lay it out, and I'll finish the story, is people that ask, okay, how can I calculate a CPA? I mean, let's say I have a variable on every lead, on every sale that I get. I can't, you know, I'm not selling 3D puppies. And I don't know exactly how much I make on every sale of a 3D puppy. Everything goes up and down. How do I calculate that? Jason said the first thing that you need to know, as you mentioned in your talk there, the first thing you need to know is cost per click. That's CPC. The average cost per click is going to be your determination of how much it actually takes to bring one person to your site. But the thing is, it's not going to take one click. That number alone does not tell you how much you get. Next, we need to know is how much can you really predict how people are going to react to your site, fill out the form, give you a call, something like that. Jason, you can give me some feedback on it, but I mean, conversion rates can range, and I'll give you some factors that can cause the range to go up and down. If you have a hard sale and, you know, like contact me now to begin type of form on your site, call me now to begin your conversation for my service. If it's that kind of call to action, then it's going to be lower. And, you know, we might be talking about 1%, it might be 3%, but it's going to be definitely one digits. Okay. If you have a hard sale. Okay. Now I'm going to say, if you instead have something that is a free trial, free service, 30-day trial, you want, try it for a month kind of thing, it's going to be a higher conversion rate. Or if you're offering someone something for free, like let's say you're a personal injury lawyer and you say, I'm going to get you money. I'm going to get you back money that you're owed. Conversion rates will be significantly higher. So if you're actually offering someone something, then the conversion rates will be higher in that case. It's not a hard sale. There's nothing that saying commitment by filling out that form or calling that phone number. So those are the factors. Cost per click and conversion rate is the two numbers that you have to figure out. And in reality, the reason I didn't tell you definite numbers on things like this, I gave you a range, is because, as Jason will say, it's a ballpark for everyone. Way too many variables.
Yeah, a lot of it always depends, because Chris, if you have a personal injury lawyer, that industry, for whatever reason, is just really set up well for Google Ads and getting conversions, because people don't know personal injury lawyers. They don't have a recommended one from their friends and family. They have an urgent need. They're worried. They're scared. They go to Google, personal injury lawyer. They get taken to a personal injury lawyer page. It's exactly what they're looking for, and they don't really have any qualifiers other than, does this look like a reputable law firm?
Right.
Like, does it look like a lawyer? And if it does, you can get conversion rates of 40-50%
sure
in that industry. You can. Same thing in like an industry like long distance moving leads. Like, okay, you go to the page and it says, okay, just fill out the form with your email and name and we'll get you 5 free long distance moving quotes. It's like, it's pretty set up well for Google Ads, but then you're running like one of your B2B campaigns and your clients don't want to waste time with these people that aren't a perfect fit for their business to business service.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of stuff on the website trying to disqualify people. Like, we only work with companies this size, or the lead form, instead of being 4 questions long, is 15 questions long because they're trying to qualify people before they spend their resources on selling them. Then your conversion rates drop. And then you have things in the middle where, like, a moving company, and you ask them to fill out a form with zip codes and local moving company, and you can see, you can get 10-20% if you're tracking all leads. But yeah, Chris, it just depends. I just want to throw out rothmanppc.com/profit. I've got this calculator there. Average lifetime value of a new customer. Cost per lead. Number of leads it takes to acquire a new customer. Cost per acquisition. And then it takes your average value of a new customer minus your cost per acquisition. Gives you your profit, AdWords profit per customer. Uh-huh. So lets you know if you're profitable. Now, Chris, let's get into the, I think, the most controversial topic since Skaggs. really, I mean, this is pretty controversial.
Yeah.
Never-ending improvement. Some people think AdWords performance will always get better. Nope. At a certain point, it's as good as it's going to get. So I'm going to make that claim right now, Chris. At a certain point, you cannot get your conversion rate any higher. You cannot get your cost per conversion any lower. You cannot get any more leads than possible for the budget. You've already maxed it out. That's my claim. And I'm not saying that's on 100% of my accounts today, but I'm saying that's on a few of them. We're never going to get any better. This is as good as it's going to get. You can work with any person on the planet. They will not do better than this because this is as good as it's going to get. Do you agree with that claim, or do you think AdWords performance can always get better?
No, I'm not going to leave you out on a limb. I agree. Barring some specific instances where creativity trumps the curve of what things have normally been doing. Let's say creatively you change something in your pricing, or you change something on your landing page, you change your call to action, you do something that can improve things a little bit more, you know, each time. But I'll tell you, this falls directly.
No, so you've done all that.
That's what I was going to say. This falls into the mindset. To think that you can continue doing that infinitely, you will make a creative decision that will move things the wrong direction. So I'm kind of qualifying. No, I do not think that things can be improving forever. I do think that even if you reach a plateau, you can make one decision that could move it up. But no, just as probably more than likely, it'll move it down. But
okay, so yeah, there's people saying like, oh, there's always things to A-B split test and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So no, let's say you've A-B split test your lead form call to action. Let's say you've A-B split test your AdWords copy. Like for the last 52 months or for the last like 100 months in a row, almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's not bumping that conversion rate. Some weeks the conversion rate goes up 7%. Some weeks it goes up 45%, but then it comes back down
right, seasonally,
and then it averages out. And you're not getting it. Like, it's just random differences in day to day. But really, like, over the course of time, let's say you're not making things any better, and the mindset issue here is that the AdWords manager or the professional in house knows that that 35% conversion rate in this industry is as good as it'll ever get, or maybe it's a 15% conversion rate. And they know that that cost per lead of $100 or that cost per lead of $7, whatever it is as good as it's going to possibly get. And then you have the advertiser whose money it is, who's reading all these blogs and getting remarketed to by all these sharp looking agencies saying, you can do better, you can do better, it always gets better. And then you have like BS people out there that are like, we take our clients' account seriously. We A-B test everything continually, and we run artificial intelligence, and we're making our artificial intelligence better every week. And so there is no way it can ever get better because we're always getting better. Well, yeah, I like to think that too, but I've just seen it too many times, Chris. You get things to a certain point, they're just dialed in, and they're not going to get any better. So when you run into this, when, say, you have long-term clients who've been with you for 5 years and for the last two of those 5 years, you've delivered the same cost per conversion for their budget every month and basically same amount of leads. What happens in your world? Do you get people that say, hey, great job, Chris, you're making me money every month and keep it up? Do you get people that say, Chris, I want you to get this conversion rate better by 33%, by a third next month, or I'm going to fire you? Do you run into both those clients, and how do you handle it if they're crazy and they think you could just keep getting better and better until your conversion rate is 100%?
Yeah.
And your cost per lead is a penny.
Right. Right.
What do you do?
Well,
if that's the mindset.
I mean, there's a difference between what I do and what I would recommend some of our listeners do, but I can tell you,
all right, let's hear
I mean, there, I think I told you it was about a year and a half ago. Or no, about 6 months ago, that's what it was. I had a client who had been working with for a while, like a year or more, and was one of those clients that assumed that there should be no static time. I mean, every moment we should be making improvements and seeing the graph tick up. Okay, I can understand making changes and making tweaks, but there's a difference. Sometimes you make those tweaks and changes and you progress the wrong way. Things kind of jump around. It's a hills and valleys type of situation. And I'll tell you what I did was, I mean, there's a point when my tolerance reached its peak. And I think I remember talking about this on the show or something. Maybe it was offline, but I told the client I can no longer provide the service they want and shut off my access to the campaign and left. Because it does not get more miserable than being creative with a campaign and being told that it's not enough, that somehow I need to make miracles happen when we're performing at higher than... I'm talking about a client that had like a 40% bounce rate. Their search terms were immaculate. I mean, just beautiful search terms, right on quality type of stuff. And just being told, no, this isn't, why haven't you been working on more of the search terms? Why do I see a few of these? You know, he'll send me specific ones and say, why isn't this blocked? Has one impression, one click, you know, it's way like 400 down the list and that kind of stuff. I personally don't have time to deal with it.
That's where the problem comes from, because there is, of course, an argument that, of course, in theory, that line of thinking, it's always correct. Like, yes, make things continually better. Who can argue with that? But what happens is that person that has a profitable situation that's making money from Google Ads every single month, they're just going to screw with
it.
Exactly. And they're going to over manage it to the point where it becomes either unprofitable or at least way less profitable. So the mindset mistake, thinking that things are never-ending improvement and massive jumps in improvement, like you saw the first 6 months of working with Chris Schaefer or myself, you just have to realize that those massive improvements, when you move to a professional, they're not going to continue at that rate over time because things are going to get dialed in. So instead of killing a golden goose, why don't you just leave the Google Ads campaign as profitable and then use that energy to look at other marketing channels and try to finally make Facebook work for you. Try to finally invest in your website and move up and get more organic traffic and good SEO results. Like, there's plenty of other channels you can put that energy towards. And if you're not doing that and you're just over focusing on like a Google Ads campaign that's pretty much at 99.9% as good as it's going to get, you're missing out on improving other channels, and you really run the risk of messing up something that's working good. And Chris, it's really hard to explain, but we've just seen so many times where like you have something working perfect and then you totally overhaul the ad copy and you don't even think it was that big a deal because you only changed description line one, and then everything just kind of stops working. Or like you thought it was going great and you were on manual bids and you changed it to automatic max clicks because the client thought that might improve things even more. Didn't, and then you switch back and you can never get that same magic space that you were working in. So I'm very hesitant to mess with things that are getting great performance and making people a lot of money, because things could just go south. So I guess the message is, when something's working and working really well for you, just keep doing it until it stops working, basically.
Yeah. I like the image that you have there of you know, put your energy into something else. I think that's an excellent point, because that's exactly what happened. Is, you know, assuming that the graph continues to go up, continues to get more and more conversions, conversion rate will go up. There is a point, and when you don't divert your energy to another project, you could ruin the golden goose. I think very well said.
I want to give you a personal example. I've talked about my remarketing results on the show before. Mm-hmm. And sometimes things are just awesome. Like, I'm getting really good cost per conversion, a lot of awareness over the specialty, great time on site, great bounce rate, all that kind of stuff. And I can go down two roads. I can either just leave that in place and grow the budget and it just runs great and I've made it as good as it can get, basically. And then I take my energy and I go focus on Facebook, and I started running some remarketing campaigns on there. And then I got more leads than I ever had before because I have a new channel I'm branching out into. And that's good. That's a good use of energy. Or what I do sometimes, Chris, and it's a mistake, I look at that remarketing campaign that's working awesome, and I go, I can make it even better. I can make it even better. Let me look at my audience observations. Let me look at my device level settings. Let me look at my ages and demographics. And then I slowly start changing too many things, and then it stops working as well. So that's like a personal example of how I've had campaigns for my own business in a really good state, and I either put time into them trying to make the great even better, which doesn't work, and I screw things up, or I put my time into trying to master another channel and grow my business that way, and that works. And it's just really, you can shoot yourself in the foot. So that's kind of a personal example.
Yeah, it's a great topic. I really love that we end with this, the mindset topic, because it's such a big picture, but it's so prevalent across all the clients that I talk to. I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, for anyone who's new listening, you might think that me and Jason work together. We have completely separate businesses, yet we have the same experiences on the people we talk to and with the campaigns we manage and the clients that we work with. This is so common that, I mean, hundreds of miles apart with completely separate campaigns and companies that we're working with, even different industries. We work in a lot of the different industries. We still see the same kind of thing. So these mindset things that we talk about are not something we came up with and, you know, said, okay, I'm going to say this and you say this. This is so common that we're calling it a trap door, because people walk across this all the time, hit that fancy glowing button, and then fall straight through. And most of the time, the problem is, just like I said, you were the one that hit the button. It's in your mind. You're the one that has the CPA that's just not acquirable. The budget that's way overcompensating for a really bad product or bad pricing or a super competitive market that's just not going to work well for you. I mean, these kind of things are very common. So in a minute, it is my week to ask Jason a trivia question, which I have painstakingly come up with. I think I have a pretty good one this month. I'm kind of excited. I love digging into the hidden stuff of Google Ads just to ask Jason some trivial question that he then gets wrong and then laugh at him in public. So before I do that, let me share again our favorite online tool for Google Ads management. If you have a one campaign, 15 campaigns, one client, 15 clients, opteo.com/PSP, and you can get a 6-week trial. opteo.com/PSP, 6-week extended trial. This is a special offering for the PSP listeners. That's you, by the way. If you hear this, you can get a 6-week trial. Check it out. opteo.com/PSP.
Yep. Thank you, Chris. And for our B2B listeners and our enterprise listeners, I want to strongly encourage you to check out Directive Consulting, directiveconsulting.com. They use all these pay-per-click, SEO, landing page content, social strategies, and they've mastered the B2B and enterprise level campaign to get leads from all these channels. If you're looking for an agency that gets it, that knows how to work with large campaigns, that knows how to work with B2B and enterprise, check out directiveconsulting.com. I recommend you especially check out their case studies. You'll see the companies they work for, big names, and what they did for them, and then how they did it for them. 93% increase in organic leads, 208% increase in pay-per-click conversion rate, 157% increase in organic leads, 21% increase in page views year over year. So they got some great case studies. They've done it for a lot of big businesses, and they can do it for you too. Check out directiveconsulting.com. directiveconsulting.com today and get a custom proposal from their website. Okay, Chris, what do you have for me?
All right. So I'm just going to, I have the question written out. I'm just going to read it. Jason.
You can read?
Yeah. That's a prize. I read a lot. We'll talk about that. By the way, as soon as this is over, we're going to jump into the Patreon show where maybe I'll talk about the book that I'm reading because I don't really have a lot to talk about right now except for personal stuff. But if you like things like learning about the business of Google Ads, want to know about what it's like to run a freelance company, run an agency, we talk about stuff like that. And hey, it's expensive to join. It's $2 a month. I know that's asking a lot, but chip in. We appreciate the support. So, Jason, in the tools menu, okay, the tools up at the top, there is an option to view search attribution data, which includes useful information like how many clicks your ads receive at each position and your average cost per click compared to others in your industry. True or false?
False.
Okay, what is that your final answer? Because, I mean, you could at least... You didn't even think about it out loud because...
Because I know this is something you've been wanting. Different data at different positions and you haven't been getting it, so I know it doesn't exist.
I knew that was border. I was hoping it would go the other way. You think, oh, you found what I was looking... Okay, it's true. It's false. It's absolutely not true at all. However, there is such a thing as search attribution data, and it is really interesting. It gives you information about how many clicks it takes to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll or a conversion. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff that is not available on the Google Ads screen. So search attribution.
Oh, this is sexy. Yeah. This is sexy. 20% of your conversions took 2+ days to complete.
Right.
Wow. 20% of your conversions had cross-device activity the last 30 days.
And check out the lag time.
Last 90 days, 40% of my conversions took 2+ days to complete.
Right. Search.
So if I have a bad day on Google Ads, don't give up.
Yeah. That's why like suddenly things will just start working and other times you'll just have slow weeks. So if there's any tip to learn here, this is the kind of thing that I love to share with clients to say like, Chris, you know, why was last month so bad? I'll say, well, George, did you know that X% of your leads...
Just letting the market know about you.
Yeah. I mean, X% of your leads take 4 days in order to convert. You know, so this is not a click and win type of thing. This is a click and wait. How about that?
So this totally is like if you're a moving company and you're advertising movers in Dallas and someone clicks on your ad and you pay Google $21 and then it says a bounce rate. It is true that sometimes they are bookmarking your page or writing down your site and then coming back to it in 2 days when they come back to all the sites they gathered and have the time to call in and get quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even the other metric, it takes more than one click for you to get a conversion, you know, 2+ clicks. I see on my client, I see an 11% of their conversions come from more than one click. And there's some that are like 3 clicks, 4 clicks. So, I mean, there's really interesting stuff in there and it just kind of opens your mind from that linear path from click to conversion. So, well, you got the question right. Good job. But
Chris, yeah, this has been an underserved topic on the Paid Search Podcast, attributions.
Yeah, should be a good topic.
Maybe we should do a series. All right, play the music. This is going out like a movie. Maybe we should do an attribution series.